Blog Talk Radio. Well, well, good afternoon, and hello, and God bless you. It is Wednesday. And it's March the 10th, 2021. Getting over the hump day. Amen. Amen. Today I'm bringing you a topic about holy living. Amen. Amen. Again, I want to do a shout out to my buddy in West Virginia. Hey there. You're doing marvelous. Amen. He's still in, he's been transferred from ICU unit to a rehabilitation place, and he is getting physical therapy and everything. God bless you, Elder Ronnie. You are a marvel. You fought through COVID. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Also, I want to shout out to Michelle DeGibbs. She, too, was quarantined for COVID, and she has been marvelous at home. God bless those two people. I thank you for the prayers, and I did not mind praying for you and calling you on the phone. Amen. Amen. So, Heavenly Father, as I get into this word, let this word be clear and let you benefit from the encouragement. We pray for these things in God Almighty name. Amen. Amen. Holy living. Scripture is coming from Deuteronomy 18:9, New Living Translation Bible or King James Version. Amen. Amen. Deuteronomy 18 verse 9. When you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, be very careful not to imitate the detestable customs of the nations living there. Amen. Amen. So in other words, he don't want you to pick up the bad habits that wherever you inhabit it, that you do not pick it up on your holy vessel. Amen. Amen. Monkey see, monkey do. Perhaps you remember that expression from childhood. When you hang out with the wrong people, it's easy to take on their customs, their ways. And even when you don't mean to copycat the wicked, it's far too easy to give yourself over to their ways, inch by inch, compromise by compromise. This was true of the Israelites. They tended to settle in with other nations and absorb the culture to the derailment of their own fate. They just couldn't seem to stay on the straight and narrow, no matter how hard they tried. God cared a great deal about this. He insisted his people set themselves apart and not imitate the current inhabitants of the promised land. He feels just as strong about this now as he did then. So my thing is this. What about you? Have you noticed that you're becoming less and less like Jesus and more like your co-workers, your neighbors, or your worldly friends? Take a hint from the Israelites. Acclimating to others will only compromise your faith and pull you away from the one who desires you most. Amen. All you have to say is, Lord, I don't want to be an imitator of those around me. May I shine as a light for you. Amen. That is my word for today on holy living. My God, be who you are. Never compromise who you are or who or what. You have a right to make that decision to either follow God or follow those that mean you no good. Amen. Amen. I am Evangelist Faye. God bless you. I'll be back with another word for Friday. God is amazing love. God is the peace within my soul. God is God, and He delivers on time. God bless you. I see you Friday with another word. God bless you. Amen. Amen.